Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to Battlecast. I'm your host, Seth Vilo. This is Battlecast number 37, which means I've been doing this for quite a long time. Goodness gracious. Oh my gosh.
It's been a while. How many did I do? I did like three.
I don't know. You did a good bit of them, but I think then I did you 13. Handed it off to me.
Yeah, because if I didn't hand it off to you, Battlecast was going to be a fever dream that happened once every 4 months.
I swear it'll come out again in another month.
That's what happened with Battlecast. It was like, yeah, this is going to be a monthly show. And then it was like once every 4 months, Thatch got a Battlecast out there.
Yep.
That's exactly
I think you handed it off to me in like 2019.
I did. And I was just, yeah. I think I did like 13 of them. And I was just like, I'm 13 of them like over 2.5 years. And I was just right. Like, yeah, I can't do this.
Well, as you can hear, we've got two other people here with me this month. It's P. McGee and Thatch himself. So say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm at 200% of my annual Puckle Plus showing so far.
I know, and it's only March.
I'm kicking it off, man. Oh, I'm good for 2022. I don't have to show up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
nice.
True.
23.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Maybe I can get on Game Corner.
Appearances.
Maybe I can get on Game Corner. Yeah, there we go.
I saw you streaming TCG the other day in Discord, so I mean, like, you're hitting all the boxes.
I should probably go on TCG Cast. I probably play the game sometimes.
Probably play the league. I just have zero motivation.
I don't
live in Australia
TCG.
Or New Zealand, so I don't have any motivation to do it.
I like playing the TCG. It's a good time.
This latest set is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it's all nifty. I like playing it. One, you can't buy it anymore, so who cares? It's a fake
true.
Game. It's just as good as Hearthstone. it might as well just be Hearthstone. At this point, because I don't think physical cards exist anymore. And
no.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. But we're here to talk about Pokemon.
Yeah, we're here to talk about the other part of Pokemon, the battling
yeah.
part, not the card
part. The real
part.
Before we get the too, real part.
Too off kilter.
I'm not.
So what have you guys
show.
Been? What have you guys been doing as far as like video game part battling, as far as Pokemon goes? How about you, McGee? What have you been up to?
Oh, literally everything. I'm doing UUTC right now, so getting my little bit of BSS in for the year. We just did the Dodrio Cup, which went okay. So I
it went okay.
UTC
okay is how I would go with that. Yeah,
it was an okay run. We technically made top cut, which is all that really matters.
That's all we're gonna say.
That's all we're gonna say on the matter. And then what else have I been doing? Draft
Whoa.
League. But that's yeah. going average. So I went and joined an Uber's draft league, and that's chaos, and that's great. Yeah. So pretty much everything under the sun, except for OU, because we'll talk about it, but they took away my favorite toys again, so I'm protesting.
I'm personally responsible for the majority of our losses as far as the draft team matchup. The Corva Knights Radiant ain't doing too hot at the moment, courtesy of yours truly, so yeet. I got paired against the Weeks that had, like, Urshifu and Hawlucha. Like, what do you expect me to do? I go into Specs that battle Magnezone. Instantly tilted. Yeah, it's Specs Magnezone that one-shot me. Like, what if I just sit there and I feel, oh, okay, this is how it's going to go. Alrighty. So
I'm in the UTC. I'm a strong 2-2 competitor right now.
Ooh. Yeah. Top cut bound, maybe.
I'm disappointed that I'm top cut bound. because I shouldn't be. I had a couple teams that I've been playing around with. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm okay. I know how these teams
I played
run.
Liger today.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna
and we
Liger.
Went to timer twice. We went to what? Timer twice in three games.
My
it
son.
Was awful. Awful.
Oh,
brutal.
I feel sorry for you.
He trapped me with a Gothitelle. He trapped my Chansey with a Gothitelle. No, neither could break each other. So they just
oh wait, no. You were playing Chansey. You deserved it. I will stand by
Gothitelle.
That.
I won.
No, you both deserve it. No, you both deserve it.
I'm not saying I don't deserve it.
You deserve
your, what is it? Your Blissey Chansey core. Didn't you run that for a brief period of time, McGee?
My
or
what?
Am I remembering wrong?
Quagsire Chansey.
Maybe that's what it was. The double.
I have
Quagsire
Chansey and UUTC. I have Slowbro Chansey most of the time in OU. I need to see if
that's
what
the
I'm
worst. Thinking.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
double wall.
Ugh. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad in BSS.
And then you
right
give,
now.
And then you give me the business.
No. I
just
I
a defensive.
I
line.
Absolutely think that stall in BSS is not nonsense and shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't. But neither
it's probably the only good thing that's come out of Timergate. In the Pokemon yeah. universe, has been that I really enjoy my Splatoon length battles. And that's yeah. 100% how I equate them, by the way. Like, Splatoon's a really nice bite-sized game where you can go in and you can play 3 minutes and then you're done. And I really like that about BSS and VGC. You go on
you
ladder.
I like it to turn 65 and it's like, oh, we're
exactly.
just warming up.
Exactly. I think that's the one thing I don't miss. Like, when I went and I yeah. converted to, like, pure cart from Showdown. Was that mm-hmm. I don't miss battles that can last 30 to 40 minutes on average. I really like being in and out and just done. I like there's something to that. I also think VGC in particular is very balanced in terms of getting a lot of Pokemon play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Compared to something like OU, where like obviously there's something that's broken there because why would Game Freak care about your made up meta? And
yeah,
which is kind of dumb because I really think the 6v6 format should exist in some form on cart, mostly because that's how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I agree with you there.
I think if you want to indoctrinate people into Pokemon, competitive or otherwise, it's really a good way to let them battle their friends with the team of 6v6.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
oh, well,
yeah. I mean, I'm hoping maybe BDSP will fix that for us. Who knows?
We'll find probably out. Not. That'll be probably not, but we'll find out.
You know what did have a 60-minute timer? You want to know what did have a 60-minute timer and it's going to make you
let's
upset?
Let's go.
Oh, no.
Let's go Pikachu
yeah, let's
and
Eevee.
Go. Oh.
So they could do it on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to punish us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. Like mm-hmm. I said, I got to Fuchsia City in that game and then just everything stopped. So
yep. rightfully so.
I just wanted to transfer from Go into the game. That's all I needed. I
yep.
just needed my Melt medal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds right.
Yeah.
You're not, I mean, you're not,
right,
I don't blame you.
Yeah. We're going to cut it there, though, and we're going to head into the tier time bit where we're going to go over all the changes that have happened in the tiers this last month. There's some good ones, so stay tuned.
And now it's time to see the results of this month's blood, sweat, and tearing.
And welcome back. We are diving into tier time from the top as usual with Ubers, where things are happening that isn't normal.
What?
They,
I'm reading this and I'm already like, what? Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, they are suspect testing something else. And if you were thinking it's shadowy, dark, and evil, you're correct. But I mean, those were the two things that they were going to suspect test anyway. Either Calyrex or Shadow Tag. They picked Shadow Tag first. So that's what they're thinking might be the biggest part of the problem. Like, Zacian was busted. Like, full stop. Nothing stopped that thing.
I hate Smogon players and their hate for Arena Trap and Shadow Tag.
I mean, I get it.
I get it.
I really do.
I get it, but I think it's a legitimate play style.
It is. Yeah.
And you should play
it's
around
it. It's a very unfun play style.
And that's why I think something like Mega Gengar that restricts
you know what I think
exactly
is an unfun play style?
Was okay.
Lando T. Okay, but nothing happened about that for God knows how long.
Well, that's because it's not as good anymore.
It's not as good anymore, thank God.
It's still number one, but it's not as good.
It can't, can counter itself in Smogon, but, well, no, it can't because Hidden Power doesn't exist.
Yep, no. Exactly.
They just toxic each other. That's what happens nowadays.
And then they wait.
They wait.
But, yeah. But anyway, on the Ubers part, part of the reason that they're doing this first before they do Calyrex is because with them, these two are frequently run together, some mm-hmm. form of Shadow Tagger and Calyrex Shadow Rider, so that Calyrex's counter could be trapped, killed, and then Calyrex just comes in and destroys the rest of your team. But without Shadow Tag, that might be able to be kept more in check by some things. That's probably going to be next on the suspecting thing. I'm a little bit surprised they did Shadow Tag first personally, but it makes sense. And
I'm not, because I've been on Smogon for a while and I know that they don't like Shadow Tag and Arena Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be a chance every gen.
Matter in Little Cup. And the number of times they tried to ban Arena Trap in Little Cup was too many.
They almost banned Volibee. It didn't happen, but they almost did.
Yeah,
I think I think Gen 6 Little Cup, they tried to ban Diglett or Arena Trap. They tried to ban Diglett and Arena Trap specifically together three separate times, and each time they came up with a new reason to do it.
Yep.
It was like a new flavor of how to do it, and it was so frustrating because I'm like, there's other things that you could definitely ban that aren't Diglett. And we were just sitting there wasting our time trying to ban Diglett.
But I couldn't switch out one time, so...
Exactly. And I think you need that in Little Cup. I think it's required in Little Cup, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
There were no bans in Little Cup this month, probably. I haven't paid attention.
No.
I haven't seen any.
That
was the last attempt. And all eight people who play didn't decide that it was broken.
You're not wrong on the number... Dude, I've gone on the Little Cup ladder a few times in Gen 8, and I run into the same people every time. I'm not even kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I still wonder
that one
if
time
we
had
a took statistical
over the
effect.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if we saw a statistical effect that month on the usage.
Yes, we did.
That was hilarious. But yeah, that's Ubers right now in a nutshell. The suspect test for Shadow Tag will wrap up on March 20th. So if you'd like to go voice your opinion there, you have, when the show comes out, 9 days to do that. So get on the ladder and voice your Shadow Tag opinion. But we are moving down to the next tier, which has the most things happening, and the things that made me happy that midnight when they announced it, I think. It was like 1 a.m. that they announced that those two were out. We are down to OU, and the bans that I'm alluding to are Cinderace and Magearna being quick banned at the same time, just
again,
a few days after that survey. Mm-hmm.
This is the second time they had been quick banned together. It is brutal.
Thank goodness, because they were stupid and are stupid. I don't care what McGee says about Cinderace not causing problems. It definitely was.
I don't know. It kind of reminds
me of problems like Magearna.
It feels
Magearna, I understand.
It feels like what I wanted from Gen 7 the entire time.
Right?
Because,
like, they're doing good.
Because in Gen 7, in OU specifically, you had, I believe it was Lando, Greninja, and Magearna.
Tartana was a big one.
Well, those three specifically that were just like a real big problem. And everybody's like, well, if you ban one, then these two will just take over. I'm like, yeah, we should get rid of all three of them. That's
then
what I'm
bop
saying.
Them all. Yeah.
Saying all three of them are a problem. And you get rid of all three.
I think
three.
They've really stepped it up and taken a lesson and learned a lot about, you know, the managing things. And I think part of it was the DLC really forcing them to really think on their feet and act quickly. That's what I think the biggest part is.
I think it requires them, especially the mode that we're in now. And if anybody actually hopes that BDSP will come in to Swish, which is not happening, but
We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yes. I think they have to do that. They have to think on their feet. They're going to have to be ready and like be ready to ban things without literally any reason sometimes other than like this is being used a lot and people are complaining. Yeah, I really appreciate this. I appreciate this.
Because when Crown Tundra launched, they let pretty much everything back in that wasn't like super broken. So like anything not Darmanitan and Dracovish or like some of like the box legends, they let them come play. Mm-hmm. And then they kept quick banning in waves until we got to Cinderace and Magearna, which is fine. I knew Magearna was never meant to last. I thought Cinderace might survive with Lando T in the meta, but it didn't happen.
And even then, like Spectrier was the suspect tested too, so they didn't quick ban that one. They let it go through the process. So I think they're really listening to what people want, especially like I mentioned, this came right after the player base survey that came out. They did the statistical analysis on that and came to a conclusion that those two were overwhelmingly going to be banned if they did a suspect test. So skip the test. Each one takes 2 weeks. So knock it down, which brings up another thing that they're discussing right now, which is possibly bringing down the length of suspect testing to 1 week as opposed to two. Again, thinking in this mode, adapting to what people are after.
In this mode, they have to. I don't think they were well prepared for the way that Swish wanted them.
Oh yeah,
to,
no one was.
Nobody. I mean, obviously, because like it's unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's fun. I like it a lot, but I don't think they were set up well for it. And I think you need to lower the suspect test times. And I think you have to utilize quick bans more often, more frequently.
Yep.
And two, you need to reduce the suspect test length. One week I think is more than enough.
Yeah, absolutely. We've reached a point, too, where people that are going to do the suspect test and intend to do it will qualify within that 1 week time. I think they probably have looked at it, too, and they're not seeing a huge number of people coming in at the tail end. Most people probably qualify within the first three or four days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so why drag it out for another week and a half when, you know, they're only going to get 10% more people to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with
you. I'm sure they're doing that kind of analysis on it, and that's probably what's making this discussion happen.
And most of the votes have been pretty lopsided, too. Nothing in OU so far this generation has survived a suspect test. It's been pretty lopsided with every single vote. So not only are we going an extra week when there's barely any more people qualifying, but most of the time the vote doesn't even matter. It's so overwhelming.
Yeah, it's like 80% or something like that for things like this.
Yeah,
so
when 60% is needed. Yeah.
But on that, from other discussion whispers, it looks like Cinderace is going to be retested. Once things kind of settle out, stabilize, that might be retested. We'll see. Who knows? They may move on to finding something else that's caused a real problem right now or, you know, bringing down the Zamazenta Crown.
I still want to see that happen. I want to see it tried.
I just want to see it happen. Yeah, exactly. I'm something to absorb knockoff. But yeah, that might be fun. We'll find out.
I miss Megas.
I do too. Ugh. My Sableye baby is never coming back.
It might. Maybe.
It One might. Day. Yeah. But some trends that are happening in OU right now, with Magearna gone and Cinderace gone, it opens up a lot of stuff. There's a whole lot more team freedom going on that people are loving. And I've been seeing a lot of innovation in a whole lot of the threads. Lots of teams no longer have to run specific checks. For example, Galarian Slowking has fallen off quite a bit because it's not a requirement anymore to check Magearna.
Well, it was kind of semi-checking Spectrier too with the AV sets because they were built in a way where it was 3-hit KOs on the Shadow Balls.
So you could come in on the
Shadow Ball, absorb the hit, and then you could Shadow Ball it back if it decided to attack again. So you could potentially KO it or at least weaken it down. So it's lost some of the things it's countering. It's kind of how that goes. It's the same thing that happened with Buzzwole when they started banning a lot of the really bad things. Buzzwole disappeared.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. We've got some scary physical things, some scary special things, some scary wall things. I mentioned a minute ago, Kyurem and Lele are going absolutely crazy now that they're freed up.
Shocking.
On the special side, I know, right? Kyurem came back kind of out of nowhere. Specs Kyurem, Sub Kyurem, both of them, they're wild. Rillaboom and Swordstance Garchomp are causing absolute mayhem.
Rillaboom,
as far
I can
as
see.
Walls.
Rillaboom's the one thing that's...
Yeah, Rillaboom's nuts.
Rillaboom's like almost Lando T spammable right now, and it upsets me.
Yeah. And nothing, like, a lot of things want to either punish contact or punish something, but then they get hit by knockoff, and a lot of its counters really need their shoes on.
Yep.
In order to counter it.
Yep.
Like, I personally, I run, like, two things that happen to check it, one of which is Volcarona. If it eats a knockoff, that's a sad Volcarona. So, yeah.
Corviknight might see some more life, though, because it didn't like Nidorina, it didn't like Cinderace. So, with both of those things gone, Corviknight, as a general wall, should come back a bit.
Yeah, and Magnezone is popping off for that exact reason. You knock off with Rillaboom,
and
then switch to Magnezone. Yep, exactly.
Grassy Glide's just
and
stupid.
Unless the Corviknight U-turn's smart. Yeah, Grassy Glide is stupid. Rillaboom with it is stupid. Thank goodness Bulu didn't get it as well, because that'd be nuts.
Yeah, Bulu's sad, though.
Bulu's always been sad, let's be honest.
He's always been the saddest of the Tapus.
Uh-huh.
It only got worse.
Feeny is popping off, too, actually. Just kind of coming back and doing its thing.
Scarf, it's always been good.
Defensive, Calm Mind. Scarf is really fire, honestly, because it was between Trick and surprising a Dragapult with Moonblast out of nowhere, that can put in a lot of work.
Yeah, it's got good enough speed tier. It's just naturally fat, so it can play around with little bits and take and go for two at KO attacks because it's not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah. And Dragapult is shot up to number 2 from number 21 in the usage stats, right underneath Lando, because finally it's good again now that there's no Magearna and Cinderace around. Cinderace really kind of hampered it until people started running like Thunder Wave with it, and then just risking being hit really hard. Because Sucker Punch exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dragapult was a victim of the Magearna being so popular, because Magearna was so popular, which made things like Chansey and Blissey very common, and things that just end up checking Dragapult as well. So you can't run subsets, you can't run spec sets, and so you're forced into physical sets, which also suck, because Magearna just eats the physical sets.
Uh-huh. And
so, unsurprising that Pult is back on the rise. It's just kind of one of those things that's always going to be good.
That said, for the Heavy Duty Boots plus Hex set, I've really loved, instead of doing Draco Meteor, I've been doing Dragon Darts on it, running a little bit of attack. You two-hit KO Volcarona, which you couldn't normally do, which is great because you resist its stab combo. But yeah, Dragapult's wild. I want it on every team I build because it's just a cool Pokemon, and I love being able to use it. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of OU in a nutshell, so... Hurrah. It's going to be fun. Nothing seems broken right now, which feels really good. Like, nothing screams and sticks out like a Magearna or a Cinderace. Like, you'd have to find and kind of start looking to find something that just is broken.
That's kind of what happened back in Gen 4.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
When they banned all the dragons?
Yeah, it was slowly. It took a while. Garchomp was good, and then they banned Garchomp. And then they're just like, and then Salamence was just like, oh, Garchomp's gone. Okay, I'll be here now. And then Salamence got banned.
They just unbanned Latias a couple months ago in Gen 4 OU. So, again, all 8 people who play that can now play Latias. Hooray.
Yay.
I think fewer people play that than Little Cup.
I would agree with you. Moving right along, though, down the ladder, we are now in UU, where some weird stuff is happening. Two things were banned with a normal, I think one of them was a normal suspect process. The other was a quick ban. Terrakion was banned and Victini were banned. I forget if they were both quick or if one was a suspect and one was the other. I don't remember. But those two are out in Borderline now. Victini is good because it was way too versatile and just causing a lot of mayhem there. Nothing could really stop it. And there is a suspect test going on right now. But not to ban something, to unban something. They are testing Aegislash in UU again.
Why?
That test ends March 21st.
Why is it even here?
Why? Was somebody just like, yeah, let's have 2 weeks of mayhem?
I don't understand. I don't know. I mean, it.
2 weeks
fine,
of mayhem.
It makes sense, I guess.
It makes zero sense.
But, like, I didn't realize that the 20 base points on either side was going to be bad.
Yeah.
That bad. But, like,
plus the King Shield nerf, like, none of it seemed drastic, but, like, the impact has just been clear as day. I mean, maybe it doesn't have the Dragapults there.
I still don't think it's UU, but...
Well, no, I run into OU all the time. I give it some specs and just, like, shoot.
Yeah.
And just,
I, I don't think it should be at UU. I don't think it should be at UU at all. I think it makes it a balance mon that shouldn't be banned from OU.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost in UU. It's not being banned anytime soon. But yeah,
I don't think
that's a weird. This is a weird time.
Okay.
Had I told you, Thatch, 5 or 6 years ago, that this was going to be happening, how many spores would you have thought I took before I told you that information?
Spores. I don't know. Anybody told me 6 years ago that Pokemon would be the way it is now, I wouldn't believe them.
But. I mean, fair, yeah. Hey, guess what's going to happen? Aegislash is going to be UU.
I would honestly believe that. I would believe that in 2015. Only because I would believe power creep would be real. And
from Ubers to UU. What a wild world.
Because I think there was power creep in Gen 7. There's crazy power creep in Gen 7.
Well, sure. The Uber, or the Ultra Beast certainly didn't help matters.
Yeah.
And most of the Tapus.
Yeah.
Half of the Tapus.
Did they?
Half of the Tapus. I'll say
half of the Tapus. They even nerfed those. That was a nice thing, too.
Yeah. I would say Tapu Koko, Tapu Lele both made OU real scary power creep. And I would say that, I mean, Feeny was all right. Feeny was like a good standard like Vaughn. Well, that's what everybody should have been. And then
Feeny could defog too properly in Gen 7.
Yeah, I think Feeny was good. I don't think Feeny was overpowered though. I don't think it was like power creep from Feeny. No. I think it was power creep from Coco and then a lot of the Ultra Beast.
Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. I probably would have believed you if you would have said in 6 years he'll be UU. I'll be like, man, I can't wait to see the crazy stuff in OU. Did they get rid of Team Preview and Electivire's back?
His time is coming in November. You'll see.
True remakes. There's no Team Preview.
Right. Yep. But other UU news that's happening. Terrakion was banned, which means that the Terrakion but dog or canine, whatever species, Lycanroc Dusk has stepped in to take Terrakion's place. So,
same thing, same exact thing.
I don't know. Basically they're the same.
Just
thing.
About
quadruped rock type that has close combat.
Yep. I can't believe they gave it close combat. By the way, that's so stupid.
Right. Like everything I think it might be as strong, if not stronger, than Terrakion.
No, everything does not get close combat, Mickey. You want to know who doesn't get close combat, Mickey? You want me to tell you who doesn't
something
get close
ridiculous.
Combat?
Yeah.
Electivire. Electivire does not get close combat.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing him dirty for 20 years.
But yeah. Haha, Electivire, you don't get close combat. You could stick with Cross Chop.
Yeah, and they give it to they give it to Lycanroc.
And Escavalier.
Right?
And like, what? And Bulu, that's the only good TM.
Because you know the thing that's going to break Electivire is close combat.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's what's going on in UU right now. People are just taking the Terrakion out and slapping Lycanroc Dusk in, which is good. I mean, it was banned there before once, so makes sense. Galarian Slowbro is up here just wreaking havoc with a Calm Mindset because everybody loves to switch into Scald or Sludge Bomb.
Love the status.
Yay.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And something else that's surging right now is Starmie because it can switch into Scald or Sludge. Well, maybe not Sludge Bomb as much, but it can certainly threaten the Slowbro out. It's got a great speed tier. It's got more special attack than a Slowbro.
It's got 100. I mean, it's the same.
Yeah, it's got 100. It has the same hit power as Mew, I guess. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
And it gets Meteor Beam.
And it gets Meteor Beam, Rapid Spin, Recover. If you want to go weird, you can do Reflect type. That was always my favorite set because I'm a defensive player. But yeah, Starmie's causing a lot of waves down here. This is also the tier where Keldeo has since landed, so makes sense. And yeah, that's UU in a nutshell right now. This is kind of in a nutshell month. Not a whole lot has changed just because we're waiting on next month for the tier shift stuff, if I'm counting them correctly.
Yeah.
So that's when a lot of things will go up or down that aren't directly related to tiering action, bans, suspect tests, things like that. Like when we get down to PU, there nothing happened there. So yeah,
PU's exciting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, cool. There it is. We just covered PU. Nothing happened.
Yep. That's Ta-da. The answer. That's the answer.
Yep.
Yes.
Nothing happened. Nothing different. This is just fun. So moving on from PU to RU, as we do. Funny enough, here's Slowbro again, banned from RU. Slowbro Galar, specifically. Slowbro regulars in OU. But yeah, Slowbro Galar is banned from RU, which means Virizion is kind of starting to go crazy now because that was its best counter.
Yeah, Virizion couldn't do anything against a Slowbro.
Yeah.
I think maybe it had Throat Chop, maybe, but like it's also got a 90 attack stat.
Yep. It's kind of like wet paper against something with that much defense and regenerator. So, I mean, meh.
Yeah.
There is a suspect test going on right now in RU. It ends on March 14th. So by the time this comes out, you only have a few days to get Rex if you don't have them. It's Zygarde 10% to try and ban that. That's yet another reason that Virizion is popping off, because it acts as kind of a soft check to 10% Zygarde. So long as you get it trapped in an earth move and not a dragon move or extreme speed, something like that. But that's the test going on. You have a couple days left to try and jump in on that if you want to. Really, finally, the only other thing that's making waves is Reuniclus, because it does its thing. Like, either it calm minds and destroys things because they forgot to pack a counter, or can go regenerator, assault vest, tank. It gets knockoff, by the way, fun fact.
Yeah, it gets a lot of punching moves and physical attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got, like, all the punches.
Mm-hmm. So, Reuniclus does Reuniclus things. It's nifty. Regenerator's cool. Magic Guard is cool. It's blessed with two amazing abilities. And finally, since we're skipping PU, because nothing happened there, NU has a few bans, two of which we talked about were likely going to happen last month. Those were Beware and Pangoro. Those, the day after the Battlecast came out in February, were banned. So, surprising no one. However, they continued along the fighting type Scourge and also banned Mien Shao since then. So that's three fewer fighting types in NU to worry about. Because
Mien Shao's fallen so far.
It has fallen so far. You remember when it was OU?
I was using it a few months ago on a ladder climb, and I was having a good time with it. I didn't know it fell apart so much.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
I think a big reason behind that is the loss of Hidden Power, because it's got a decent like 95 special attack.
Oh, yeah. Super usable.
Yeah, and that could pop surprise counters. Like, I would use it to pop Landos.
Yeah.
Come in on a high jump kick, and then it's like, nope, Hidden Power Ice. Haha. So, yeah, that's going on right now. But on a different note than banning fighting types, they're having another suspect test going on. This one you have even fewer days to try and complete. This is Cresselia. Its suspect ends March 13th, so you have a couple days from the time this comes out to try and jump in on that if you'd like to. But you had some thoughts about this before we started recording, Thatch. What do you think of Cresselia in NU?
Why is it in NU? Why is this allowed? I'm very confused. I'm like, has Pokemon fallen this far? I remember when they came out with RU as like a new tier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, do we really need this many tiers? And if Cresselia is an NU, my answer is yes. Yes, we do. We need another one.
Apparently.
We obviously need a tier in between NU and PU, or NU and RU, and we call it, I don't know, we call it TU, Thatch's Use, or something like that. Like
Thatch's Use.
Thatch's Use, because I don't think Cresselia belongs in NU. It's Cresselia. No. It's so good.
It is, and especially now that it gets weird stuff like stored power.
Yeah, I don't know how it's allowed down there.
Honestly, I think it was allowed down there for a long time because Sigilyph was, and it just does what it does better.
Mm-hmm.
So now that Sigilyph is gone, Cresselia's time to shine is here, and there are a lot of fighting types down there, so it has a field day.
Mm-hmm.
The standard set I've seen is Calm Mind with Key Berry, because Key Berry cranks your defense up.
Mm-hmm.
And Calm Mind cranks those other two up, so then you just keep stacking those and then stored power your way to victory with Moonlight as your recovery. So,
yeah, I've seen that.
There are counters to it. They do exist, but
now
it's kind of a cost-benefit thing.
Now, like, 6 years ago, if you would have told me Cresselia was an NU, I wouldn't have believed you. That one I wouldn't believe. That one I wouldn't believe. Aegislash and
UU? That one you wouldn't?
Yes.
But
Cresselia and NU, absolutely not.
Cresselia is where you draw the line.
That's where I draw it.
You are a liar.
That's where I draw the line. If you tell me for alligators garbage, okay, and well, he doesn't exist anymore, but that's another story for another day.
But what if I rewarded it, Thatch? What if I rewarded it to UU is testing to see if they'll allow Aegislash in, and NU is banning Cresselia because it's too much. That might get you.
That I would believe. That I would believe. Because I would be like, yeah, Cresselia shouldn't be down there. No brainer. And
then Aegislash shouldn't be down there either.
No brainer. Okay, good. Game over.
Yeah.
We just did it.
But that's NU right now.
Both those are
it's kind of on.
Both those are OU mons. What are you talking about?
I know, right? Or Uber? Like what on earth? But that's NU in again. As I've said at the end of every tier here, in a nutshell, that's apparently my catchphrase for this part of the show.
It is now.
Whatever. Sure. I learn new little things every day. At least it's not ums. So. In
true.
A nutshell, that's NU. In a nutshell, that's the tiers. Again, we're expecting a whole lot of things to change come next month because if, like I said, if I'm correct, I think there's going to be tier shifts next month. R Sigma mentioned that to me like a little bit ago, but while we were prepping for the show. So,
yeah, a lot of defensive
there could be some interesting stuff.
NOU will drop down now that their things are banned, like things that we're checking, Cinderace and Magearnam. They don't have a job anymore. So,
yep.
You go on the long ladder climb down.
Mm hmm.
Oh, or ladder yep. fall.
Reverse ladder climb.
Reverse ladder climb.
Excellent. So yeah, that is tier time, and we are going to kick it on over to the topic where we're discussing what we think of the upcoming games. Be right back for that.
And now for our main topic.
And welcome back to the topic. We are discussing the possible things that could happen if Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl allow for use of the Pokemon from Gen 4 in Swish and competitive tournaments and things like that. We really wanted to explore this. We've mentioned it like briefly a little bit on the main show, but we really wanted to dive into it in this competitive format because we're in kind of a lull right now. And, you know, we're all still really excited about Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl and Legends Arceus, so we wanted to tap into that, let us have a little bit of a gush moment, and let P. McGee and I pray to whatever Poke Gods there are that Gliscor will return to OU. So
please,
we wanted
please.
To take that moment.
It's not that I don't want it, it's just that I don't think it'll happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want it. I want all of the Pokemon like in Swish. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really good PR move on their part to set that precedent, like, hey, we'll get all the Pokemon to the next game eventually. And I think it's a really good precedent. I don't think it'll happen because it's a smart move and Pokemon doesn't like to make smart moves anymore, apparently. And granted, I think they did a really good job balancing their own meta this time around. So good for them.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they did a really good job balancing VGC and BSS. So good
it
on them.
It gives me an understanding as to why like Megas weren't brought back into the game, at least initially. We'll see if it ever pans out. But like trying to incorporate Megas with Dynamax, like I can see the hurdle that was.
So
trying to make it all happen was not gonna work.
I can see that hurdle, and my criticism of the company at that point, and this is not Battlecast, but my criticism of the company at that point is maybe you should improve on mechanics instead of just like being one and done with them and like
scrap
one night stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't one night stand your mechanics. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like because people really like Mega Evolution. It's a really good concept and you should build upon that. That just has crazy old man ideas. I have the list pulled up and
you for giving us that.
There's not a lot of things that I think are super game changing. Like in terms of OU and stuff like that, there's not a lot of super game changing stuff.
No, Gliscor is the number one obvious impact. It'll immediately make rounds in the meta.
Manaphy.
No hidden power ice. Oh, well, Manaphy. Yeah. Manaphy will make an impact in the meta.
Manaphy and Shaymin.
Does Shaymin get to stay in OU? I don't know that it does it?
Which one? Skyform or Landform? Landform. Absolutely. And
yes.
Then it will crash down to RU where it belongs.
Yes, that'll be what happens. Yes. Yes.
That's
Skyform, absolutely not.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and Manaphy will not work because Tail Glow isn't in the game.
Yet. Telekinesis wasn't in the game before Alakazam came
into
the game.
Yeah.
Yet Zerkatry is and no Tail Glow is here. So, sure.
I would be okay with that being a move that got erased from Zerkatree, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
Like, Zerkatree doesn't need that. Manaphy does, and that's, like, Manaphy's signature move. I could totally see Manaphy coming back without a problem, and just, like, Zerkatree gets it as a quote-unquote legacy move. I still think, I really think Smogon in general needs to really embrace the battle ready mark.
Like, so long as it's able to hold the move, I don't think they will. I know. Like I've said several times,
they really need
Gen 9,
embrace it.
Wipe it. Yeah. Gen 9, just wipe any incoming Pokemon to their level up moveset.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
That would change.
I agree with that
tremendously.
Toxic Stall
would be gone.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because Toxic Stall is a huge problem. Like, I don't enjoy how much Toxic Stall there is in Smogon's formats. And
I don't enjoy how much knockoff there is because it makes items
essentially
useless.
Exactly. And
especially with no megas.
And they I mean, no TBCI realizes, like, if I can say any good things about Gen 8, they did a very good job rebalancing competitive by getting rid of a lot of that nonsense. And they did a very good job with it. And I give them lots of, like, pats on the back for it. And I said, now, wouldn't it be fun if we could play with those rules, but for Alligator could also be there. And that's all.
Ew.
And yeah, I mean,
where did Feraligatr land last time he was in Gen 7?
Like, maybe RU or NU?
It's just surprising with, like, Sheer Force and Dragon Dance. You'd think he would just have better success.
His
was
coverage,
solidly UU.
His coverage isn't great.
No, yeah, I know.
I'm looking
like
at it right
crunch.
Now. He was solidly UU.
His coverage is like average. It's nothing to, like,
but
get
it's
home
the
about.
Sheer Force life orb.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get that.
Water Ice is good. Crunch is good neutral coverage. So, I mean, it's good.
Looking at the list, though, I think, so one very exciting things if they do go ahead and, like, base BDSP off of Platinum.
Yeah.
Platinum version Platinum version is, like, greatest game of all time now after I've looked into it. because it has every single Pokemon available in it. Outside of legendaries or box art legendaries, mythicals, and previous starters. Well, it also has, like, the version exclusive things. Like, it doesn't have Mistrevis and Perugly and stuff like and Skuntank. But I mean, obviously, you get the split from Diamond and Pearl version exclusives if you go with, like, a remake and you go with the Platinum decks, which they should, because I'd like more than Rapidash, and
that would be fabulous. Yeah.
As my fire type option, so I'm just throwing that one out there. But I would really enjoy that. I also think they should probably try to incorporate more of the Pokemon that are missing, like in generations after that, which is something that's very still possible. Because all we have is an announcement. We don't have any details about this game. And if you look at the, I think I said this on the main show at release. Seth, you were there. Maybe you remember. But at this point in, like, Auraz's timeline, we didn't have any idea that that was going to happen.
Yeah, we had no clue.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. Could still happen.
Yeah, and there was that merchandise thing that implies, you know, leak spoiler warning ahead, implies that Mega Evolution might be making a comeback, because the last time they branded something with it, that mechanic that they branded alongside of it with the toys and stuff did.
I think that's such an easy slam dunk, but that's a different
story.
It is. That's a different slam dunk. So, outside of OU and stuff like that, I'm thinking as a VGC player, things that might be game changing.
Yeah.
Slaking.
With neutralizing.
As budget Regigigas.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a little better. Only because you can, like, do some skill swaps and shenanigans with it on top of the, I mean, I guess you could do the same thing with Regigigas, but it's not,
it comes in strong.
They're not,
like,
as fun.
Even if
they're not as fun, like, I'd much rather give something truant than give something slow start.
Yeah.
I think that's much more fun, but that's something to think about. I was looking at the list and I'm like, there's not a lot of things that I'm, like, super excited about. Other Alolan Muk. Maybe. I don't know if it's OU material right now, but UU maybe.
It could be. It could be, especially with all the ghosts running around each slash Dragapult. Like, Dragapult doesn't want to face one of those.
Well, I think I'm also thinking if you think in terms of the metas that require the battle ready mark, like, it's going to be one of the few knockoff users that exist.
Yep.
Which is going to be pretty
for
big.
For sure.
Which will be
Philosopher Suit stings for him, though.
Yeah,
that's kind of a bummer. I'm so okay with Pursuit being gone, but that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah.
I'm so okay with
Pursuit and Hidden Power. I'm okay with both of those.
I'm really okay with both of those being gone. Like, a vigilion
Ghost
percent.
Needed to actually do something. Ghost and mm-hmm. Psychic types. They needed something.
Yeah. I'm looking at some fun things. I mean, Smeargle's also missing, which has kind of been a VGC staple. Yeah. As much without Dark Void, but you still get like Spore and a bunch of other stuff that are really good.
I mean, it just does whatever you want it for a team. Like, it's just like, what mm-hmm. do I need to do to get my team going?
And okay, you can say that, but Smeargle is like, it's a one trick pony.
But what about my Anything Goes Baton Pass team, Thatch?
Good for you playing games where you can't accept loss of like mechanics.
Can't accept
loss. So good for you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just looking through it. I don't see like a lot of things. Medicham is probably like the one thing I'm just like, yeah, that could be good somewhere. That could be good.
Even without the mega.
Yeah, even without the mega. Absolutely. Well, that you're a, I'm trying to stay away from like the Gen 5, Gen 6, and Gen 7 stuff that's missing. Yeah. I'm trying to stay away from those because like
focus on Gen 4. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because like there's, I think there's a chance that you can get like Gen 4 national decks, right?
I could buy into that.
I think there's a chance you get Gen 4 national decks. I think the bigger travesty would be like if you got like the full like Gen 8 national decks, but it's only in BDSP. That would be kind of silly.
Gyarados get Aerial Ace.
So keep in mind, like we'll probably have different move pools now, right?
So my brain didn't understand why you asked that for about 5 seconds, and then it clicked.
Max, I don't know. Dynamax is kind of dumb for a lot of things general. I don't want to say like Megas are coming back or anything just yet, but let's see. Ambipom is just fun, and I think it's an okay Pokemon. I could see
it. Take out Last Resort.
I could see it making some ground somewhere, but.
Mm-hmm.
Staraptor, P. McGee was talking about it earlier. I think it could shake up like UU maybe.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's strong.
It's just kind of like Zapdos. It just kind of screams an attack at you.
Yeah.
It also has Intimidate Spam to work with. And now Boots are in the game, so now it has much more mobility if you want to use it that way.
I would say in the same vein, Swellow could do that too. Maybe
Does
not.
Get Boom Burst?
Yeah, it gets Boom Burst, but it also gets Scrappy and like all this other crazy stuff. It's really scary if you run like Specs Boom Burst, Scrappy, Swellow. It could just like spam Boom Burst for a little while.
We've got Exploud for that though, for the most part.
But he's not as fast as Swellow. Yeah.
Yep.
I miss
Empoleon and Infernape, if I'm being honest. I don't think I would ever say I miss Infernape.
Well, we all know the best starter is Torterra. And
he could get Grassy Glide.
Ooh,
he could be something.
I don't know if those moves are going to make it to BDS. Well, okay, never mind. We're assuming they make it into the Swish.
This is assuming.
These are just such bold assumptions.
I know, but that's the fun part. It's like we're playing with the idea.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I miss all these Pokemon. Let's be completely honest.
Oh yeah.
I wish they were all here. Let's see. I don't know.
I want a lot of garbage. Agility Subbataya sweep again.
There's a lot of garbage here. Let's be honest. But
yeah, there is.
There's like a lot.
Wormadam.
Yeah. Vivarel's really going to shake up that meta, you know. And
yeah.
And Smeargle, I can see doing something. I can see like Miss Magus and Honchkrow playing a role. I would love to see Miss Magus actually. And hear me out.
Miss Magus
could
have a role.
Because I think ghost types in general in Gen 8 have gotten a significant buff compared to where they were in prior gens, only because of that aforementioned Pursuit removal.
Yeah. The problem is it has to do something that Dracapult can't do.
Use a ghost type move in less than two turns. I don't know, like
true,
like they're done. Cool.
Or just you know, be the Dragapult of a lower tier. It definitely would be something that gets mystical fire too.
Yes, so
it would,
absolutely.
Ooh, this is true.
Absolutely. The other thing would be if we do get Nat Dex Gen 4 or whatever, Deoxys gets to come back, right?
And
Deoxys speed at least probably won't go to Ubers. But other Deoxys might go to Ubers.
Who knows? Maybe attack at this point won't either. Gosh.
Yeah. With Sucker Punch from a Cinderace.
Or Grassy Glide from a Rillaboom.
Yeah, right.
Or Dragapult outspeeding it.
Maybe Rillaboom is the problem.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It's 150.
Maybe Rillaboom is the problem. I don't know.
Maybe. I, as a draft player, go ahead, McGee.
I'm happy to see a grass type like in the top 10 for usage.
Right.
An offensive option. Like, you know, Tangrowth has always had life throughout, and Ferrothorn's always had life, but those are like defensive options. So it's always fun seeing something be able to offensively use a grass move, which is normally just rejected by all the steel types in the meta. So good on you, Rillaboom. Good on you. We just had to bust open your ability move pool combinations, but you did it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just a few things here and there that I'm just like, yeah, this could be there. I would really appreciate
simple the
it.
Barrel.
That would be a fun gimmick. everything else is just worse versions of Pokemon we already have. Like,
yes, yes.
I want to see Darkrai finally get its chance in OU.
That could happen.
It could.
I could see it.
It could.
I could definitely see it with no Dark Void, no Z moves.
Dark Void would come back.
Well, I mean, no Dark Void functionally. It's 50% accuracy.
Yes.
It's not going to be used really.
I still swear the mechanics were different. I'm gonna look this up. You're probably right, but I'm gonna look this up.
Look it up. Go for it.
I believe.
Trust but verify,
I feel like he'd be run with something like Amoongus, so Amoongus would just come spamming out spores, and then you would just come with Darkrai on.
Well, only
things.
One thing can be spored at once in OU.
Yes, but you just spam around until you get something spored, and then you come with Darkrai, click Nasty Plot, and then try to sweep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe that's just
the
normal Darkrai
see it.
Strategy.
That'd be cool.
Mm.
But with, like, it's a good Dragapult answer, sort of.
I really want to see Empoleon succeed. The only thing Empoleon needs is Roost, which is just shocking to me. Of all the things that have gotten access to Roost over the years, they haven't given it to the Steely Penguin.
To be fair, they took it away from a lot of things.
Well, they took it away,
also
sure.
True.
But before they took it away, it never got it, which just surprises me.
It was a stellar defensive wall in UU for quite a few gens now. Obviously, Gen 4, it was incredible at being the sub Pattaya Berry agility sweeper that I mentioned that just goes crazy, activating its own torrent and just destroying the world. I love Empoleon. It's my favorite of the Gen 4 starters. So,
oh, agreed.
And Water Steel's so cool. As
one
of a typing.
Kind.
Yeah.
It's a very good typing.
Still.
I don't disagree with you.
And it's 5'7", just as tall as I am. Yay.
Are you 5'7"?
Just like
seven?
Charizard and Aegislash. All of those are 5'7". And Napoleon. Yay.
Oh,
yay.
All of these things are not things you should be comparing yourself to.
Yeah, but they're things that I can.
Oh,
this is true.
All right.
Single tear rolls down my face. But what is? I want to hear, like, other than Gliscor, no Gliscor, not allowed to do that one. Mm-hmm. From each one of you, what is the one thing you wish most would come back? The one thing.
Whew, man. Let's see. I mean, is that
and it could be for Smogon,
or?
For VGC, for some other reason. I guess you could say for Alligator if you want to be cheap.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not that cheap. I'm just thinking in terms of fun options. I think Dodrio.
Yeah.
Dodrio's not a bad Pokemon. It's not a bad Pokemon.
Yeah, it's not.
It's got base 110 speed. Its attack is like base 100, I think. Like,
dude, that sounds about right.
That's not bad at all.
Dodrio is actually pretty decent. And I'm not thinking of like, oh yeah, it's gonna like change OU or it's gonna shape VGC or anything. I like Draft League as a format, and I think it's always it was always like one of my good like E tier go tos because it was just an E tier gem. It's base 110 attack, base 100 speed. Oh wait, no, never mind. It's base 110 attack, base 110 speed.
So 110, 110?
Yeah, 110, 110.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't have other stats, but those are the two of them that it has. And
those are the two.
Those are the two that it has. And so
you only need those two stats. Give it a choice band, it's off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it had a good time. I would love to see it come back. Just because I think Dodrio is a good Pokemon for that.
Yeah. How about you, McGee, now that we've given you time to think?
Yeah. I really want to see Breloom come back. I never really got to play with it that much in Gen 7.
That's so true.
I want to see Mach Punch. I want to see something. I want to see an offensive Spore user, because obviously the only thing that uses Spore right now is Amoongus. I mean, but Sheonetic's not really a Pokemon. It just kind of sits there.
You're so right, though.
And Breloom, a poison heal thing. Yes. Knock off Absorber after you're poisoned.
Oh, I forgot about the poison heal. I just get so attached to its technician ability, but yes. It can actually be a viable defensive pivot a little bit.
Okay, Parasect also gets Spore. We forget all the time. He's not in the game right now, so he's neither Spraloo.
Well, I don't care if Parasect ever comes back. His only value is being of Generation 1. Like, that's his only contribution to Pokemon. Also having...
Hey, he's got like a times 8 fire weakness. It's
like worse than that. Yeah, or it's times 8. Because
I wish they would give him something. Yeah. They should give him some kind of signature something. I think it would be fun.
I don't think he's salvageable.
He's definitely salvageable. Calm down.
He can be used on Rain. That's about it. And that's kind of fun. a sub-seed with Rain Dish... nonsense Pokemon.
Yeah.
Recover half your health every turn.
Just give me my Breloom. Let me Spore. Let me Swords Dance. Let me just Mach Punch and Seed Bomb to Oblivion.
Dang it. That was going to be one that I wanted to mention. But that's kind of cheating on my end too, because it's one of my favorites. One thing I really want to see come back that I always loved using that I feel like would be fantastic in a heavy duty boots meta, Yan Mega.
Yeah, you're right.
With either Speed Boost or Tinted Lens, Yan Mega.
Doesn't it get Compound
Eyes?
That
sounds terrifying. Tinted Lens or Speed Boost. I don't know what the other ability
is. I think it gets... nope, I was wrong. It's Tinted Lens. You're absolutely... For some reason, I thought it got Compound Eyes. I'm wrong. Thatch is very wrong. Thatch doesn't remember Gen 4.
Gosh,
you should explain Tinted Lens for people. Because it's not a very...
If you resist the move, no, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Tinted Lens.
That's how you'd sum it up.
I remember that. Butterfree gets that. Good for you, Butterfree.
And Flygon doesn't, for whatever reason. But yeah, Yan Mega would be wild.
Flygon doesn't get anything.
In Boots Meta. It gets Dragon Dance. That's something.
It didn't for a while.
I know. But it can look at Garchomp and laugh at it.
Wow, its speed is not as high as I thought it was, though.
No, it's like base 95. Now everything in Gen 4 is like 95 speed. Here you go.
Yeah, but I mean, like 115 special attack, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
116, yeah. It's a good special attacker.
I think 95 was everything in Gen 5. I'm not gonna lie. Like Electivire, Electivire is 95.
Gliscor
is 95. Yan Mega.
Lucario is 90. So that's one.
But like Gen 4, it's like, you remember Alola and how none of the Pokemon went fast?
Gen 4 is a solid stat gen.
Oh, Gen 4.
All of them.
Gen 4 was the, I think, competitive equivalent of Gen 8 in terms of like making sure things worked.
I loved it.
Pre-Lando?
Pre-Lando.
I mean, we had
makes sense.
Gliscor wasn't that impressive because Weavile used to work.
Yeah, and also once they banned Sandvale, then what was known as British Gliscor stopped wreaking havoc on the tier.
Yeah.
Where you could get like 30% damage, just nothing. They're like, oh, nope, you missed. Haha. Bright Powder, Sandvale with a Tyranitar partner. Wild. But anyway, I think that's where we're going to cut it. We're going to hold off on doing a team of the episode because with the topic being what it is, we don't exactly have a team of the episode because we don't have any other Pokemon yet. So
Six Gliscors.
No, five Gliscors and a Lando T.
Five Gliscors and a Lando T named Gliscor. But yeah, that's where we're going to leave it. We're just excited as all of you are about the Gen 4 remakes, both of them. We'll see how Arceus affects things. Who knows? Maybe you can transfer things from there. Maybe you can use Arceus like a normal Pokemon. Who knows?
I imagine that you can take them to home.
Yeah. And then from home to where is kind of the question that we've been tackling this entire episode.
So. Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Some of us are more optimistic than others. That's what I understand.
Somebody's hurt me. I've been hurt. I've been hurt before.
I recently did my favorite Pokemon of every type chart. I recently updated it, and Gliscor still remains as my favorite ground type. So
I've just been hurt.
Still on my chart.
I've just been hurt.
I've been burned before. Fool me once.
Yep.
Fool me Gen 4. Shame on me. But anyway, until next time and still the good old month of April, I have been Seth Vilo.
I have been T. McGee.
And I guess I've been Thatch.
I was wondering what order you guys had settled doing it.
I want to be last.
I've been burned too many times. I went with the one you introduced us. I'm trying.
And I introduced you both at the same time this month just to do that later on. But anyway, we'll see you guys in April. Have a good month, and we'll see what we know by then. Who knows?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.